Hey, Alan, this is Tina Harbuck at Destin Log. I see where y'all had a little struggle with the shark this weekend.
Yeah, you could say that.
With the tuna fishing. How far out were y'all?
About 70 miles.
Wow. Wow. Were y'all out there targeting tuna and that kind of thing?
Yes, ma'am. A buddy of mine out of Orange Beach called me and let me know that the shrimp boat was out there catching roll reds. He comes out there a couple times a year, and about half the time he's there, he's got tunas on him. So we went to check him out, and he had some tunas. So we caught some tunas, and we gave some tunas to the sharks.
Gave a few tunas to the sharks. I love it. Now, is that unusual for the sharks to come up like that on the tunas?
Normally, I would say yes, but not around the shrimp boat.
Yeah.
They get pretty savage back there when they're culling. The tunas are mixed in with them, and it can be difficult to get the tunas away from the shark sometimes. I believe we hooked 8 over the course of the day. Hooked 8 tunas. Caught 4. Well, we caught 5. Boxed 4. One of them was chewed up. The other 3 were completely eaten off.
Oh, wow. So y'all lost like 3 tunas to the sharks then.
Yeah, 3.5.
3.5. I see that. I saw that when that Robert had pulled up, and it looked like it had just been mangled by the sharks.
Yeah, and it don't take them long. When I turned the video on, they had just got a hold of him.
Oh,
I mean, 10 seconds, they had eaten that much off of him.
10 seconds didn't take long. It looked like there was more than one.
Yeah, there was 5 or 6 of them.
5 or 6 sharks, huh? Any size to them?
Looked like to me they're between about 75 to maybe 250 pounds.
How deep of water were y'all fishing in?
About 1,400 feet right
okay,
there.
Okay, so it was pretty deep out there then.
Pretty deep, yeah.
Oh, well, hey, that's a good question there. What kind of sharks were they? Do you know? I mean, could you tell?
We saw one tiger, but all those in the video are silkies and duskies.
Wow. You know, I mean, I know a lot of times you guys come in and, you know, you come in with an amberjack head or whatever, you know. So it's not unusual then for sharks to get a hold of a fish sometime, and that's just the way it is.
Oh, man. It has become an everyday occurrence for us. We fight the sharks almost as much as we fight the dolphins.
Oh, goodness.
When the federal government decided to ban shark longline and sharks in the Gulf, they really exploded the population.
Yeah.
And the main one that gets us is a sandbar.
Oh, really?
And they are just everywhere. Sandbars are savage.
Oh, really?
They're terrible, yes, ma'am.
They're not really in that deep of water, are they? A sandbar shark?
No, they're from the beach all the way out to about 300 or 400 feet.
Yeah.
There's whole areas out there that we can't hardly fish. The whole 40 is one. It's a great area of live bottom that we've, you know, fished for as long as people have been fishing out of Destin, and you can't fish it anymore because of the sharks. You literally cannot get a fish past them.
Oh, goodness. Well, listen, on that trip where y'all had the tunas and that kind of thing, was it an overnight trip?
It was.
Okay. All right. Who all did y'all have on board? Was it Hardy?
I had Hardy Jackson. Okay. Yes, ma'am. It's just Hardy, me, Jeb, Ben, Robert, and Wayne Ryle.
Yeah, it looked like I saw Wayne on the video there. So, all right. Well, listen, man, that was an awesome, awesome video. And, I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, they hear about it, but, you know, you never see it. But, you know.
Yeah, I got another video I'll send you real quick of the sharks.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, send it on, man.
You may find interesting.
Send it on.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, Alan, I appreciate talking with you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye.